My dearly beloved in Christ, as I mentioned, today is called Low Sunday, and that is confusing to many because it is a very important Sunday. It is the octave day of Easter, and therefore a high-ranking Sunday. In fact, one of the most high-ranking Sundays of the year. It is only called Low Sunday in distinction with Easter, which of course is the greatest feast. But again, it is one of the more important Sundays of the year. And on this Sunday, we read a gospel from St. John's Gospel. We read a selection of St. John's Gospel regarding two apparitions of our Lord to his apostles. The first one on the night of his resurrection, and the second one week later. But let us concentrate on the first apparition of our Lord. When the disciples, the apostles, had heard of these different apparitions, our Lord had appeared to St. Mary Magdalene, to the holy women, to St. Peter, and to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, all in that first day, Easter Sunday. And no doubt, he also appeared to his own Blessed Mother. But as St. John says, late that same day, our Lord came into the room where the apostles were gathered in the cenacle, and they had barred the doors because they were afraid of the Jews, afraid of being arrested. And there they were in the upper room where they had celebrated the Last Supper. And our Lord came right through the doors and stood in their midst. And in order to convince them that it was not a spirit, but that he was truly there in his body, he showed them his hands and his side. And it says that he breathed upon them and said, "Peace be to you." And repeated it, "Peace be to you." And then our Lord instituted the sacrament of penance. "Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." What a wonderful blessing is this sacrament, which, notice that our Lord began, before saying those words, his first words to his apostles were, "Peace be to you." And we could say that the sacrament of penance is a sacrament of peace. It brings peace to the heart, peace of soul, by knowing, as we confess properly, that our sins are forgiven. What a source of contentment, of peace, of heart, to have that confidence that our sins have been forgiven. We know that non-Catholics find this sacrament a real stumbling block. Even those who are considering becoming Catholic, who are interested in the Catholic religion, often have a difficult time with this concept of confessing their sins to a human being, to a priest who takes the place of our Lord. But we can tell them, first of all, that God requires confession, this act of humility. In fact, we can go back into the Old Testament. What happened after Adam and Eve committed the first sin, the original sin? God came to them and individually asked them, "What have you done?" He forced them to confess, even though, of course, he knew what they had done. After Cain killed his brother Abel, God came to Cain, same thing, "What have you done?" and forced him to confess. And we read of the early Christians that they confessed their sins. We also read of the penitents that went to St. John the Baptist, that they confessed their sins. So this idea is not new. But confessing our sins is an act of humility. And also, what confidence we can have in the Catholic religion that a priest is strictly bound by what is referred to as the seal of confession. This perpetual silence that is imposed upon the priest regarding anything he hears in the confessional. And of course, not only that, but we should keep in mind that priests hear, over the course of many years, thousands and thousands of confessions. And so we should not feel that, oh, the priest will remember me, or he will remember what I say. Likely he has heard that same confession of sin many times before. So these thoughts give us a comfort and a confidence in going to confession. And Catholics who understand the value of confession go frequently to confession, not only because it is a sacrament by which our sins are forgiven, but also, like every sacrament, it imparts what we call a sacramental grace. Each of the seven sacraments gives a particular grace that helps us to fulfill the duty of that sacrament. For instance, confirmation strengthens a person to become a strong soldier of Christ. Marriage, matrimony gives the couple the grace to fulfill their duties, and so forth. And what is the particular sacramental grace of the sacrament of penance? It is the strength to not relapse, to not fall again into sin. There were even some saints who went to confession every day. St. Vincent Ferrer is one, and there are others, who went to confession every day because they wanted the sacramental grace available. Now, of course, Holy Mother Church commands us only once a year as the absolute bare minimum to go to confession at least once a year. But we should strive to go much more often because, again, of the many graces available to us in this sacrament. And let's take a few minutes to reflect upon what the Catechism tells us is necessary to make a good confession. First of all, we examine our conscience. We think, when was my last confession? What are the sins I have committed since then? We go into the confessional and we confess our sins. And we must do so with humility. We go in as a sinner, humbly asking God's forgiveness. We confess our sins as we believe them to be in the eyes of God, not trying to minimize, not trying to hide or cloud over our sins, but to confess them honestly and sincerely. And then we receive a penance and then recite the act of contrition. Now, the act of contrition contains two very important elements for this sacrament. One is sorrow for sin, and the other is the purpose of amendment. And we know that there are two kinds of sorrow for sin that are pleasing to God. One is called perfect contrition, and the other is called imperfect. Imperfect contrition means that the motive of our sorrow is a fear of hell, a fear of God's just punishments. And that is a good thing. But the other motive, which we should strive always to have, is much better. And that is a sorrow based on love. We are sorry we have offended God because we love him. Our Lord, who died for us on the cross, our loving Father, who created us and sustains us. We have offended God, who is so good. And it's good to strive to have both motives. In fact, when we recite the act of contrition, both are expressed. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee. I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. There's the imperfect contrition. Or another formula would say, I dread thy just punishments. But then we go on to say, but most of all, because they have offended thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. And there you have perfect contrition. So we mention both motives, and we ought to say that act of contrition from the depths of our heart, truly meaning what we say. And towards the end of the act of contrition, we then give expression to the other essential element contained in the act of contrition. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life, not to commit sin again. Now, it is true, in confession, we are only bound to confess mortal sins, the number of times of mortal sin, and any circumstances which would change the nature of sin, which would make it a more serious sin. But good Catholics will be happy to confess their venial sins and even faults in order to obtain the grace to overcome them. Let us remember also, especially if there are a lot of people in line, to avoid unnecessary details, but rather to concentrate on the confession of sin, and again, the number of times, and seeking forgiveness. So we should look upon this sacrament as a great act of God's mercy and goodness toward us. As I mentioned earlier, it is a sacrament of peace. It brings peace to the heart, to the soul. And one who has committed sin carries around with him the weight of a guilty conscience. And then, making a good confession, that weight is lifted from the shoulders. And once again, peace comes into one's heart. So this is why our Lord said to the apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." And he gives that same peace to us when we receive this wonderful sacrament, often and with devotion. So there are many things to reflect upon in today's gospel. I wanted to choose that one because we should often reflect upon the wonderful grace God has given to us in each of the sacraments, but especially in those two which we receive most often, penance and the Holy Eucharist. Let us make a frequent use of these sacraments, these wonderful graces from God, which bring such peace to the heart and joy to our soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.